the very latest about it. Also, we'll get you ready for tomorrow. Just so you know, I'm going to be taking Friday off. Pat Casale will be filling in. And I love Pat. You know how I feel about Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. He'll be along. We'll let you know more about that a little bit later on. Oh, and also coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. It will feel like a Friday for me. It'll be getaway day, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you're with us tomorrow. It's going to be a very special show. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The CDC says despite the threat from the new Delta variant of the coronavirus, vaccinated Americans may safely gather indoors in public places without wearing masks.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe from the variants that are circulating here in the United States. That's what CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told NBC Today. It runs counter to advice coming from the World Health Organization and Los Angeles County health officials. They recommend people wear masks when gathering indoors in public places. Walensky stresses the CDC has said before local policymakers should set their own standards. Her guidance echoes other health experts who say the current vaccines have proven effective even against the Delta variant. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President George W. Bush is remembering his former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who died today at the age of 88 at his home in Taos, New Mexico. Bush hailed his, quote, steady service as a wartime Secretary of State, a duty he carried out with strength, skill, and honor. The death toll is now at 18 in that condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. Search and rescue teams continue to comb the debris pile for any signs of life. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says finding survivors remains the top priority.
This is going to go until we pull everybody out of there. This is our number one effort, and I very much appreciate that, and I know the families appreciate that, and we'll all keep working to make that happen.
The House has begun an investigation into the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. But Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach says there are enough investigations into the insurrection.
Instead of ignoring legitimate investigations and launching one of the partisan politics, we ought to let the processes that are already underway continue. If we don't, we risk undermining the work that is already being done.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 210 points, the Nasdaq dropped 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. University Medical Center admits it's been a victim of a criminal data breach. The acknowledgement comes after a hacker group began posting personal information reportedly obtained in that cyber attack. UMC officials have confirmed the hackers accessed a server used to store data in the middle of June. They say there's no evidence that any clinical systems were hacked during the attack, but the hospital is offering access to complimentary ID protection and credit monitoring services to patients and employees who might be at risk. Mirroring the national trend, Las Vegas home builder sales have been slowing down lately as prices keep going up. Local builders reported 1,085 sales in Southern Nevada in May, the second straight month of declines and the lowest total of the year. Meanwhile, the median sales price for newly built homes was $403,000, an all-time high. Local experts attribute the higher prices to increased costs in the hot housing market. Vegas Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury is the winner of the Venezia Trophy as the NHL's top netminder. It's the first time that Marc-Andre has won that award in his story. 17-year career, sure to be.
KZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're bumper-to-bumper in several areas right now. 515 eastbound at Eastern, 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, also 15 south at Lake Mead. And do expect some congestion there in the resort corridor, too. 15 south at Owens and 15 north at Sahara.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this last day of June. I was so excited yesterday, or the other day, I guess it was, when Joe Lombardo announced that he was going to run for governor. Because as you know, if you've listened to the show very often, you know that I'm an anybody but Steve Sisolak sort of guy. And the more, the merrier. But when he went to Rancho High and he announced, I stopped in my tracks. I said, I don't really know a lot about Sheriff Joe. But he's with us now, and I'm so excited. The one thing, Joe, that I do know is that you look great in a police uniform, and you did a magnificent job on 1 October. But beyond that, I don't know a lot about you. Who is Joe Lombardo? Who is Joe Lombardo, and why do you want to be governor?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And it's pretty cool that I graduated from Rancho High School, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, back in 1980, I was brought into the Las Vegas Valley via my dad. He retired there at Nellis Air Force Base, and while he was still in service, I attended Rancho High School and eventually graduated. And then I went into the United States Army myself a short period of time. Then I returned and joined the Nevada National Guard. But during all that, I joined the police department upon finishing high school in 1988. And I've been there for the last 33 years. And so during that career of 33 years, I attended UNLV, got my bachelor's degree, and eventually my master's degree in emergency management. And that's part of the reason why I'm running for governor. I mean, the biggest issue here for me personally is this response to the pandemic crisis and the leadership and the crisis management that went along with it. I thought was deplorable. And I couldn't take it anymore, and knowing that I've worked through crisis for the last 33 years, I just think I could make a big difference in that aspect. And you're going to say, well, what would you have done different, Sheriff, if that's your issue? And I said, well, I would have actually relied on the science, as Steve Sisolak alluded to, and I don't believe he did. I thought it was a little more pandering than anything else to whatever would benefit his decision-making process to benefit him for the party. And we should have opened up a lot sooner. We should have sequestered the vulnerable population sooner and had a concentration to that population and allowed our kids to return to school sooner than later, not 9, 10, 11 months later. So they've lost out an entire year of their life and development. It's going to have a detrimental long-term effect on us here in the state of Nevada. And two, to build on that is the single party rule. How it has an effect on us negatively in Nevada with this defund the police mantra, criminal justice reform. The single party rule has a single thought process. And, the foundation of our government's been based on a push and pull of both the Republican and Democratic Party. And hopefully you come into some consensus after argument and discussion. And then we move forward as a nation instead of a single party idea. And, if Sisolak is to be reelected, which he more than likely won't with me in the race now, and this redistricting discussion that's going to take place here, real soon, we're in trouble. We're in trouble if that occurs, because both the houses will have a 2/3 vote. Nobody will have to question their decisions. And they'll just go willy-nilly forward with their liberal policies, and we'll continue to go down the wrong road in the state of Nevada. So for those two particular issues, Kevin, that's why I'm pushing forward. I think I'm the one that can affect that change. So the key word is change, and we're needed it now, not later. There's a couple of people wanting me to wait until later on this, and I said, absolutely not. The time is perfect now to do this, because if we wait until later, we'll never come back. We're looking at a 20-year window of coming back from, the brink of destruction on this.
Again, Sheriff Joe Lombardo joining us. He is the Clark County Sheriff, and he is a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. There has been a lot of talk about the possibility that we can have a consensus Republican, that all of us can gather around. We've talked with Mark Hutchison. You're good buds with Mark Hutchison. And we've talked a lot about a consensus candidate. Can you be that consensus candidate?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. That was the plan going forward. And, you're right. Mark Hutchison's actually the chairman of my campaign. we got together and we determined who had the best path moving forward, and Mark said he was going to support me wholeheartedly, and we attempted to do that with some other members of the Republican Party, and they chose to go a different direction. But I believe once I'm successful, I could bring the party together, and we'll speak with one voice.
I know people that listen to this show, the first question they're going to ask, because they don't really know a lot about you politically, is, are you conservative? Are you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, here's an example. You know, I ran for sheriff for two cycles in the cabal of the Democratic Party, you know, and I was successful. And there was people in my campaign early on that was trying to convince me to change to the Democratic Party. And I said, no, absolutely not. I'm going to stay true to my roots and what I believe in, you know, less regulation, less government, a little more freedom, you know, with law and order. Yes, to answer your question, absolutely.
One of the issues that comes up on our show, because we talk a lot about education, what can you do to fix education in our state? We are like 50th out of 50, and it's not getting any better. We just threw, during the legislature, we just threw $500 million of new money at education in our state, but with no guarantee that it's going to be any better. What can you do about that?
Yeah, first and foremost is school choice. I absolutely support school choice. I think we're limiting in how we offer education environment, particularly in southern Nevada, but to include the entire state. I mean, I don't think it's equal across the board when you get out into the rural areas. I just recently on this northern tour I'm on, I've had the opportunity to talk to many educators, and they said we're treated completely different. So you got to spread the wealth equally, build that foundation moving forward, and then allow school choice to even include voucher programs to, so kids, if they chose to go to private school, they can help subsidize that cost, and if that's the direction you want to go. Secondly, you got to bring back the trade education for us to diversify our economy across the state. We got to bring in manufacturing, high skilled workers, and we've gotten away from that career choice with our youth in the school district, in the education department of the state. Trades are just as important as any other specialized high school job, or even compared to any low-skill job. We are more of a logistics state at this point outside of the casino environment, and we got to improve upon that. And I think those couple simple things will go a long ways in changing our ranking in the national picture.
Again, Sheriff Joe Lombardo joining us, Clark County Sheriff, and the Republican, he'd like to be the Republican candidate for governor of the great state of Nevada. Let me just ask, how do you introduce yourself, not just here where we have 70% of the electorate is here in Clark County, but north? What you're doing now, you're doing this northern tour. Tell me about that and how you've been received so far.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Kevin. Yeah, I'm well known, great voter ID in Southern Nevada for, you know, all the right reasons. But that's an important piece. That's why we're on this tour going north, so I get my name out. People can meet me and ask the same questions you just presented to me, get to know Joe Lombardo and tell him what I'm about and how I grew up and my value base and what I can do for the party and what I can do for the state moving forward. So I'm shaking hands, kissing babies, and we're meeting people left and right, and I've had, to be frank with you, Kevin, I've had a very, very, very positive reaction to my candidacy up here. And so we made stops here in Reno, Carson City, Tahoe, and we're going east across the northern part of the state to include Winnemucca, Ely, Elko, Fernley, and the whole gamut. And then I plan on doing it numerous times, so important piece for people to working in their schedule and in my schedule too, in order for us to meet each other. So it's going to take a lot of effort, and I'm willing to make the leap.
Where do you stand? And because I know it's going to come up everywhere you go, and that is your support of the MAGA America First deal with former President Trump. Do you support the former president? Are you a MAGA sort of governor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the problem we're having across the United States. You know, America hasn't been first, and his mantra and his desire, his thought process was to make America first so we could prosper as a nation. And his methodology and his ideas and his execution was successful. we were becoming a better nation under his tutelage, and I plan to build upon that moving forward.
I got to ask you about something that the former president brought up Saturday in Wellington, Ohio, and it was law and order. He spent a lot of time in his speech there talking about law and order. And I want to ask you, as a guy that has roots in law enforcement, what can a governor do relative to law and order to keep people safe?
Well, the governor has a huge reach into that space, and I'm glad you asked me, because that's obviously, I consider myself a subject matter expert in that particular field. 33 years with Las Vegas Metro, and 7 years of that being the sheriff there in Clark County. So I think I'm well versed in understanding the need and the importance of law enforcement and law and order. So what can a governor do in that space? Well, a lot of the laws, obviously all the laws, are generated by the legislative process, and you've got to provide that vision prior to the session starting, say, hey, listen, I'm not going to be supporting anything that comes to my desk that's preventative from the thoughts or the process or the ability for the cops to get their job done and to prosecute criminals when they need to be prosecuted, and I'm not going to allow lessening of any crimes or punishment associated with crimes, and we're not going to handcuff the cops and create an environment of bad morale, de-policing, anything that would prevent them from providing that blanket of safety for our community and our state. So if they chose not to follow that direction or vision, then obviously I have the availability of a veto pen to say no. This is detrimental to the overall interest of the state of Nevada.
Sheriff Joe, let me just ask you, though. There's what I call traditional policing. You can throw community policing in with that. It's something that you've done at Metro. But I know there's been pressure from a lot of folks in our community to defund the police, to send social workers out with cops late on a Friday night. Let me just say, are you a traditionalist when it comes to law enforcement?
Yeah, absolutely. And and I'm not blind to the reforms that if we can do business better. Yeah, I'm receptive to anything in that field. And community policing is important for the overall respect of the community. And if you don't have respect of the community, they're not going to assist you in your endeavors, because the cops can't do it on their own. But when you talk about defunding the police and sending social workers as a team effort into the crime picture or evaluate people that are in mental distress, I mean, they've tried that recently in other jurisdictions, and they've seen the failures of that. That's why you're seeing jurisdictions returning the money to the police departments. And the ones that are continuing to do it, you're seeing significant increases in crime. You send a layman or a person that can't provide their own protection into a volatile situation because it's an unknown, you're going to have to call the cop anyway and provide that safety for that individual. So you're defeating the purpose of it. What the cops need is, when they do get there and they defuse a situation or de-escalate it, they need tools to call upon to remove the person from the situation or have a long-term solution for that individual versus incarceration. That's where we're lacking. If you're going to allocate funding, you got to allocate funding on the back end for long-term solutions versus the immediate response of a police officer.
Sheriff Joe, in our final couple of minutes, you have a new candidacy. It's a long time, even till the filing date in March. But I'm just curious, what is it you need from my listeners right now? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? All of the above? Whatever.
All of the above, buddy. It's very complicated and expensive, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I think the most important piece of a political campaign is those volunteers that you described and the support mechanism to spread the word. The formula is one person for every 16. You convince one person, you convince 16 people, and that's what we need. So, yes, please reach out to Joe Lombardo for ND for Nevada.com. and sign up, and I appreciate anybody's support in this endeavor.
And one more time on that website.
Joe Lombardo 4NV.com.
Very good. I look forward to getting with you again soon. Safe travels. You got a beautiful time of the year in Northern Nevada. You're going to have some fun, I think, along the way. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Kevin. You're awesome. Appreciate you.
There you go. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, and Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. I'm impressed. I thought he had answers. The fact that he loves school choice, I love that idea. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what did you think of Joe Lombardo. I knew nothing about him other than he looks good in a cop uniform and he was great on 1 October. I thought he was wonderful during that. Let's go to David. David, standing by. You're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, David.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that